Robin Morissette is a sergeant with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers. He says all it takes to get a crew permit is a driver's license and a social security number.
Some people say, oh, well, we didn't know that the pursers or the chefs, the cooks on the boats are supposed to have it, but they do.
25-year-old Luis Valenzuela was a cook aboard the Gordon Jensen, a 300-foot factory trawler owned by Icicle Seafoods. When troopers boarded the vessel earlier this month for a routine check, Valenzuela showed them his crew license. But Trooper Thomas Lowy says something about it didn't look right.
We found that driver's license didn't come back to him. It came back to another individual. And that's kind of what started the whole process, just trying to figure out who he was.
The troopers worked with federal immigration officials, and according to their research, they say that Valenzuela is actually an undocumented immigrant from Nogales, Mexico. Valenzuela was arrested in Onalaska and charged with felony forgery, along with two misdemeanors. One is for participating in commercial fishing as an undocumented immigrant, and the other is for criminal impersonation. He faces up to 7 years in jail and $75,000 in fines. It's not clear whether anyone else is going to face legal action. When Valenzuela started working on the fishing vessel Gordon Jensen, he got his commercial crew license from a vendor aboard the ship. But the troopers say they have no reason to believe that Icicle Seafoods found anything wrong with his papers. And to make matters more complicated, Icicle didn't actually hire Valenzuela. They went through a Sitka employment agency called Alaska Chefs for Hire. Trooper Sergeant Morissette says that contractor has been cooperating with the investigation, but they didn't respond to a request for comment by deadline. Morissette says the last time the troopers handled a case of alleged identity fraud was about 2 years ago.
Here in Dutch Harbor, we have tons of people that are from other countries and stuff. So, and we catch these once in a while.
And considering how many vessels are out there and how many fishing crew permits they have to check, that's not a lot. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.